Okay, to pick it up, since it's already been a week since we last discussed the Chesboner, so let's just get back into the flow over here. So we have a Malacha of Boner, right? Okay. What are the three major criteria? Which, if you don't know these three criteria by heart, then you need to know them. And if you still don't know them, then you're failing this year. A failing grade in this year for your entire rest of your life. Yes? Very good. In other words, in order for it to be permitted to separate two items which are mixed together, so it has to be for immediate usage, which we have not yet defined. It has to be biyad, which means as opposed to with a kli, a specialized kli. And it does have to be ochel mitoch psoles, as opposed to what? Psoles mitoch ochel. We also discussed the fact that you can have a tarovis, a mixture of items, where you don't even have ochel and psoles. It's not like one of the items you want and the other item you don't want. They're just all mixed up together and they're different items. In which case, sorting, that the Mishnah Berurah said, is still a malacha of borer. And the only way it'll be permitted is if it's biyad, as opposed to with a kli, and for immediate use. So, just for example, we pointed out, let's say you have somebody like my son, Yedidya, who's 3 years old. So, just turned three. So, sometimes he likes to do is take all the different toys and pour them into like one big receptacle in one big mix. So he's got the Legos in there, and he's got the clicks. If you're familiar with the children's toys these days,
nice.
Clicks. All right, whatever.
Yes, the little squares.
Very popular. Yeah, you punch it together. And he's got these little. Leave it out for about 2 minutes. He's got these little tools in there. These little, and they're all little pieces. And they're all in this, like mixed together in the same bin. And he just loves, I don't know why he likes that. But he likes that. And then his older brothers are going to have to clean it up for like 45 minutes after Shabbos is over. So that's great. But we did it for them, so they haven't come to them. So can you go ahead and separate that on Shabbos? Take the clicks and put in the click thing, and take the Lego and put in the Lego thing. So, no, unless it's for immediate use, that you just want to use the clicks and the Legos. You need them separate. But if it should put it away, so then, that's called sorting on Shabbos. Yeah.
So let's say you had four toys and you put them all in one. If you want to just, let's say you say, oh, I only want to use one of them, you can separate all four of them and just use one of them?
No. So you should separate the pieces that you need. Take out the pieces that you need. In that case, you only want to use one of them right now. That's called ochel. The one that you want to use is called the ochel. Everything else is called the psoles. Yeah.
I can't think of an example right now, but what about a game that the purpose is to reorganize. I mean, if you have a mixture of things that's unorganized, and the goal is
okay.
Like,
so
puzzle,
solitaire. Yeah.
Okay. So if you're playing the game right now, so then that's called for immediate use. There's no ochel and psoles, I assume. And it's for immediate use, so then it would be okay. Again, as we said, if it's not for immediate use, you're putting away until next time. So then it would be a problem. Okay. We've had enough of the. Turn it off. Okay, just further discussion in terms of what's the definition of a tarovis, a mixture, and what's the definition of ochel and psoles, and what falls under the category of borer. So look here in Simon Shin Yud Tes, Seif Ches. Shin Yud Tes, Seif Ches. Okay, Evan, take it away.
Tess is it?
Shin Yud Tess, Seif Ches.
Okay. Ein Shorin Eta Karsi Karshin.
Karshinin.
Karshinin. Nahanu Shemetif Mayim Layim the Kli Kdei Lasir Hapsoas Lo Shafin Yoto Otan Biad Biad Kdei Lasir Hapsoas Dahava.
Okay, so what he says here is as follows, that you're not allowed to soak karshinin. I don't remember what karshinin are in English, but it didn't mean much to me in English anyway. No, not sharks. Okay, similar word. Karshidin is some sort of a vegetable type item which is generally used for animal food. I used to know it in English, but it didn't mean more to me in English than it means to me in Hebrew, so I never remembered it. Now we have Avi, you're right. But I don't know if Avi does it. Oh yeah, he probably does.
Can you look it up in English?
Alright, we'll look it up for you. We'll look it up for you. But for now, in any event, it doesn't really make a difference what it is. Karshinin, if you have the karshinin, and you want to soak it in water in order to...
It's
not potato, no. We'll see, okay, we'll see in a second. Okay, in order to remove the psolus, there's dirt that is together with the karshinin, that's a problem of borer. Now look here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Tes, go ahead. I'll tell you what, first we'll do Chav Ches, and then we'll do Chav Tes. So too, anytime that you have food and other psoles which are mixed up together, because it sounds from the example of the Shulchan Aruch that the psoles is attached to the karshinin. It's like dirt that's attached to the karshinin that you're removing when you soak it. But so too, even if it's not attached, it's just mixed up together. You have a whole, you know, a whole bowl of kashinin, but there's dirt mixed in there. Same thing should apply. Aser litnam b'mayim. Go ahead.
Aser litnam b'mayim. K'dei she'yipol ha'psoas l'matak go'an afar. O she'yitza, o she'yatziv l'mala k'go'an tevan.
Tevan. So he says you wouldn't be allowed to soak it in water so that the dirt, if it's dirt, will fall down to the bottom. And the kashinin will float, or lehefech, if it's something which is light, the straws, it'll float to the top, above the kashinin. You're not allowed to do that. And so too, chavtes. Let's read one more. Chavtes. So kashinin is something which is fed to animals. Avak. Okay, so to anything like potatoes, so you don't go ahead and put water in order to remove the dust and the dirt that is on them. So the real question we're going to deal with right now is, what about washing fruits and vegetables in order to get off the dirt and various other things that are on them?
Can you say people
regularly do? Yes.
Can you say it's also kashrus for vegetables, like with bugs, whatever.
Okay, let's say you have bugs and vegetables. So kashrus, the requirements of Ilchus kashrus do not allow you to violate Ilchus Shabbos. Right? I might say, I want to eat meat. So, for Ilchus kashrus purposes, I first have to shecht the animal. But it doesn't mean I can do it on Shabbos. Okay. Right? So you just wouldn't be allowed to eat it on Shabbos if you had a problem with bugs. So derech achila. Okay, derech achila. Let's say this is something that you normally do right before you eat it, so then maybe you can call that derech achila. So yeah.
It seems that's more preparation as opposed to like the shechita example. There's no one that like goes in like sort of backyard right before they eat the meat and go and shecht it. Like that's part of the production process. So with vegetables, it's the same kind of concept. It's not like you're one step removed from, like, slicing it off. Maybe you're one step removed from. That's like your derech achila of it. But
all right, I hear the taina when it comes to, let's say, washing off an apple right before you eat it, more than I hear the taina when it comes to soaking vegetables in order to remove bugs. I don't know if I'd call that derech achila. All right, I don't know. The way it comes out in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa and many other modern-day poskim is like this. Okay? In terms of the example mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch of soaking the vegetables, so that should be avoided. That should be avoided on Shabbos.
How is soaking the vegetables not considered share of Kehilah if you know you're going to have it right now?
Right, so...
Like, if you know you're not going to eat it, obviously that would be wrong, but you know that it's going to be there.
Not everything that you're doing in order to eat is considered to be derech achila. Derech achila is the normal process of eating. But removing, soaking in order to remove dirt or to remove bugs is not necessarily the normal process of eating. I hear the Taina when you're going to go ahead. Maybe that's a smart to be mechal. Because let me just tell you the chiluk that the poskim say, and then we can discuss this point. Okay, Shmir Shabbos Chilchusa tells you that to soak vegetables to get off dirt or to get off bugs. Okay, which is, you do need to worry about getting off bugs, depending on what the vegetable is. So that should be done before Shabbos. He says that you're not supposed to do on Shabbos, just like we see over here, that you're not allowed to soak the karshinin or the potatoes in order to get off the dirt.
Apparently it's a lupine.
Lupine. Uh-huh. Karshinin is lupine?
It's not. That's a
type
of flower.
No, it's not lupine. It's something else.
It is. We learned about it in Gemara, and it's a kind of plant you have to soak in order to get the
in order
to get the translation of lupine from a Gemara that says karshinon.
Yeah. All right, lupine. That's why it didn't stick in my mind, because lupine doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know what a lupine is.
I saw a picture. It's purple.
Avi, you know what this stuff is?
No.
Lupine?
You eat your chickens?
No. It's animal food.
Feed watermelon
to
my chickens.
Could be animal. Anything could be animal food.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, in any event, Shmir Shabbos claims that to soak the vegetables is going to be a problem, but to rinse the vegetables will be okay. To rinse the fruit and vegetables is going to be okay. Now, why should it be mechalik like that? So first of all, it depends on what you're rinsing. If you're rinsing it because you're worried about the chemicals they put on it, what's that called?
Pesticides.
So that's anyway not nikar. That's not something which is really visible anyway. So therefore, it doesn't fall under the category of borer. But even if it is somewhat visible, he claims that rinsing is, maybe the idea here is derech achila. That's enough. That's something which we'll do right before, or it's dissimilar enough to the case of the here in the Shulchan Aruch of Kashinin. The Gemara says elsewhere, and in Pasen Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to rinse. The Gemara says you can rinse the blood off a piece of meat. You can. There are cases of rinsing which the Gemara allows. Madichin, when it comes to fish, if it's salty fish, so the Gemara does allow. We'll see when we do that. The Siman of Borer, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch too. So maybe there's a difference between soaking and rinsing. La halacha, in Shmir Shabbos Chilchusa, that's what it says. To rinse it under a faucet, that's okay. To soak it, that should be avoided. There are some vegetables which really you should soak with soap in order to get off. Make sure you get off the bugs. So that really need to do before Shabbos. Shouldn't be done on Shabbos. Yeah.
The Kosher Kitchen book in the Expenders actually says that you're required to, not specifically on Shabbos, but you're required to wash off, rinse off any apple that's shiny, because there's a very, very good majority chance that they're shiny because they used pig oils to actually shine it. But it's still kosher.
Yeah. Okay. There are substances that they use to produce that beautiful shine that you see on fruits that they sell you in the supermarket. There are a lot of ways to do it, some of which do include treifus. Whether that makes it usher to eat or not, probably not, but anyway, it's a good idea to rinse it off. I think it's a very good idea to wash off all the fruits, you know what's on them. What's that? It is gross. It's gross.
It's hard to say the Walter in terms of soaking. Rinsing you can understand. It's like right before you're eating it for a whole process of soaking. Seems like there should be an off between something.
You could theoretically do it in a way which is Walter. In other words, as much time as you need to do it right immediately before, that'll be considered Walter, as we'll discuss. But nonetheless, this is what it says in Shmir Shabbos. And this is what I'm recommending to you. Yeah.
In Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa, what's the logic for being able to wash off a fruit and vegetable?
To wash off the fruit and vegetables.
So, I'm saying like,
he claims that there's a difference between separating different parts of a mixture and cleaning an object. Now, when do you define something as a mixture of different items, and when do you define something as dirty which you're rinsing?
Right.
It may not be so easy to verbalize an objective set of criteria as to when that's the case, but it's almost a little bit intuitive. You know what people think of as separating, that's called separating.
Right.
What people think of as cleaning, that's called cleaning.
And cleaning's fine.
Cleaning is okay. Separating is not okay.
Is that sort of an unfair way of posturing, though?
Look, he's got raya's for this. In other words, you have gemaras which say you're allowed to rinse things off, and you have a gemara over here, according to Shulchan Aruch, which says you're not allowed to soak it. So, to give you a psak based on those different precedents, that's the way psak works. Then to try to explain why that's the case, so then you're allowed to, you know, you're allowed to speculate. Okay.
Yeah, when you take like a vegetable that, or like you take barley, for example.
Yeah.
Barley, you pour it into a bowl. You pour it in a bowl and you put water in it. So it's gonna. If there's bugs in there, for example, eventually the bugs are gonna float up to the top.
Yeah.
But let's say you do like a vegetable or something like that. Once you do that, when you remove the barley or remove whatever it is from that bowl, you're taking a whole bunch of soil stuff.
Yeah, the problem is not that taking the vegetable out of the bowl. The problem is taking the bug off the vegetable.
What about the water?
I'm saying you put it in a bowl of water.
That's still called, no. And I understand that you're not picking up the bug and taking it off the vegetable. But the act of putting the normal way to separate bugs from the vegetables is to put them in water. So that's considered the act of separating bugs from vegetables. Okay, it goes by the normal way to accomplish a particular activity. Okay? So this is in terms of cleaning fruits and vegetables. Let's move over to Siman Yud. Here's an interesting one as well. Siman Yud. Excuse me, Sif Yud. Thank you. So let's look together at Sif Yud. Gab. Okay, so clear wine or water, you are allowed to filter through a mashmeres. Filter. Okay, you're allowed to filter it if it's clear, as opposed to if it's cloudy and you're really separating real stuff. But if it's already clear and you just want to get it more clean, you're allowed to filter it on Shabbos. Continue on in the Ramah.
The Yafapi Sheshbo Kas Kesamim Dakin Hoel Uriyin Lishtos Balav Hafi.
So says the Ramah, even though there are some small, I don't know what to call them exactly.
Kesamin.
Usually kesamin are translated as splinters. I'm not sure that's what it means here. But there's small stuff. There's small pieces of small somethings in the water or in the wine which you don't want. That's why you're filtering it. Nonetheless, since it's fit to be consumed without the filtering, the filtering is not considered to be a significant process. Part of the malach of borer is that you're removing the psolas from the ochel. You're thereby fixing or raising the quality of the ochel. But in this particular case, you're not significantly raising the quality of the ochel, and therefore it's considered to be an insignificant act.
What's the difference between that and soup? Because you're not changing the quality of the soup. You just don't want it. You can give it to somebody else or put it back in the pot. So why is it any different?
You want your soup without that vegetable.
So it's not changing. You're not changing the quality. It's still edible with that. All right. With it.
No, quality's changed.
Yeah, the same thing. The quality hasn't changed with the
to buy pulpy orange juice, and if my family buys pulpy orange juice, and I don't like pulpy orange juice, to pour it through a strainer so that I can drink.
In Achinami, that's a good question, but we jumped the gun a little bit over here. This is what we call gun jumpage. We need to see the Mishnah Berurah. We need to see the Beir Halacha. Okay, we're not done yet. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, and then Beir Halacha. Go ahead, Avram Dov. Mishnah Berurah Lama Dalet.
All right. Kevad Belav Hasinon Gam Kain Heim Sululim Ruim Deshos.
Okay, since they were already clear and fit to be consumed without the filtering, it's not considered butter. Continue on. What does it mean that it's tzlulim, it's clear? It means that most people wouldn't have a problem drinking it without filtering. V'yesh machmirin.
V'yesh machmirin didav kishakulam yukhulam lishtos kach. V'ayim misnanan misaninan.
Some say no, it has to be that everyone would be able to drink it without filtering. Now let's look together in the Beir Halacha where it says, Dear Masel, Hoil Ru'uyin. You see that? It's on the Ramah, commenting on what the Ramah says. Hoil Ru'uyin. Raise your hand if you have the place in the Beir Halacha. No? Yes? Okay, Hovil Uruuyin Avram Doiv.
Omishu Isnes Vietra Mishde Haki Hecha Shayeshbo Kesamin Vichadona.
Efsher.
Efsher, after Ruba de Inche, Lo Kapde Claw, Lo Amriam Batlo Dato, Ulin Dide.
Says the Beir Halacha, quoting the Prima Gadol, that even if most people would drink like this, but you're an istinis. What's istinis?
Finicky.
You're a very, very finicky guy. You're very particular. And you wouldn't drink it like this. So we don't say, we don't say that Halacha doesn't take you into account. Legabe you, for yourself, this is a significant act that you're going out and separating out these. This sediment or whatever it is, and therefore for you it is a malacha. It's an iser of borer. So la halacha, the way it comes down is like this. Let's say filtering water on Shabbos. People want to know using the Brita filter and the like. So I would think that using a Brita filter, that should for sure be awesome. I'm taking out the psolis. I'm doing it with a kli. Woo. So it's going to be a big problem, probably chiv daraisa, unless I can figure out that I'm not really separating anything. Okay, if I'm not really, so that's what we say here. If it's water that most people drink without filtering, and you personally also would drink it without filtering, but you want it to be tzelulim biyoser, you're in the mood for it to be tzelulim biyoser, but you would drink it without filtering, and most people drink it without filtering. So then the act of filtering is considered to be insignificant. You didn't really remove any psolas.
So how do you that water happened? In like New York on Shabbos, for instance?
New York.
There's bugs in the water.
I don't know. I didn't follow whatever happened in that New York's bug situation.
Okay, so not New York necessarily.
And Okinami, if you live in a place where the water needs to be filtered and people don't drink it without it being filtered, or if you're a finicky guy, you don't drink it without being filtered, so you need to filter the water before Shabbos. Or get yourself some bottled water.
Like a big issue.
It could be a big issue depending on where you live. I think in most places it's not a big issue, but it could be. It could be. Oh. All right. I don't know. I didn't follow the whole situation in New York. I don't know what. Lamaisa, people filter all the water in New York.
Usually.
Yeah.
New York City,
New York City, it's clean. With five towns, you have to filter.
Five towns.
All right, you get one of those big, you know, filtered water. Poland Spring cooler thingies. Yeah. Even that's not going to get people to move to Memphis,
obviously.
What's that?
The worst.
So
that's actually a problem. If you could put one of those water filters. Onto your faucet,
okay,
and
right.
Have foggy water in that sitting.
Say again?
Have foggy water in that location.
Yeah.
With the filter on, it's not foggy, and you are doing borer without.
So where exactly is the filter? Where is the plate? Where is it?
I'm saying it's like attached to the faucet directly.
So it depends on the situation. Let's say you have water, which people in that city, the water quality, the water quality. Okay, one second, we'll get to that in a second. The water quality is insignificant. Is not good. People don't drink it without filtering. So then it would be a problem to filter. Now what happens? You're not taking it and putting it to your Brita filter. It's you have a system attached to your house. So I think in that case. It will probably depend on how the filter is attached and where it's situated. A lot of times you have a
What about deliberate?
One second. You have a situation where all the water that comes through the pipes to the house, before it even gets to your house, it gets filtered. You have some sort of a system like that. So you have to figure out how the system exactly works. Okay, this will be homework to figure out exactly how your system works. If you have that situation, it could be that it'll be a problem. Could be not. It will not be a problem. Sometimes you might have a filter on their faucet. So every time you turn on the water, then it gets filtered right then. And Achinami, it's a good question. That's a very good question. It could be that in terms of your drinking water, you need to find a different solution for Shabbos. In terms of using it for other purposes, so then it's already usable for other purposes. You don't need to do that. So it could be that would be considered to be, maybe we'd allow you to do it for other purposes, but not for drinking. I don't know.
One at a time.
Yeah.
But if you have like for instance, my house here, so like there's the two taps. But I drink tap water. But I also have a filter tap. So if someone, let's say, if, like for me, like there's no like nafkamina between the two waters. Like I'll drink either one. I don't care. But are you allowed to fill a pitcher with the filtered water if people? People would prefer that if you don't have any preference?
If the people would drink the water, or at least the person doing the pouring would drink the water, and most people drink the water without filtering, so then even if they prefer the filtered water, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. Okay? Okay, do you have a question?
Yeah, if it's in one of those water bottles that has filter on it.
The Brita, like the Brita?
No, like these camping water bottles,
and
like a straw in it, like that.
Yeah,
this
blue one.
This has a filter on it.
Yeah,
where?
Exactly.
And like you drink directly from the straw. So if it's since it's not
that's too early.
An actual filter.
Yeah.
Since it's not like deliberate, like if you would drink it either way, and it's not your kavan or whatever, it's not your kavana to filter the water.
Okay, good. I think the general rules will apply. If you would drink the water without filtering it, and most people drink the water without filtering it, then filtering it is not considered to be a real act of borer.
It's like a davarshen miskaven?
It's not davarshen miskaven. It's insignificant. Davarshen miskaven.
No, I'm saying if that water is fine.
This would be. It's not davarshen miskaven because it's definitely going to happen. It's a psik reisha. It's not davarshen miskaven. No. Psik reisha is not mutter. So you do. It's not mutter. If it's a psik reisha, it's not mutter. It'll be permitted if, as we said, that you would drink the water without filtering, and most people in that location drink the water without filtering. Okay, this is also relevant with regard to pretty much all faucets. Almost all faucets have on the edge of the faucet like a little screen type thing. You know what I'm talking about? So, how do you ever turn on any faucet? So this is a similar idea that. You know, it's true that once in a while, occasionally, there's a couple of little thingies that come out in the water and the screen catches it, and that's nice. But lamaisa, without the screen, you'd still use the water. It's not like it makes it able to be used for whatever purpose you use water that comes out of your faucet.
If you're relying on that part and that little screen is your filter, then you're
thinking, that's not a good filter. Yeah. So that's what allows us to go ahead and to use faucets on Shabbos, even though they have these little screens on them. Okay? What comes from this discussion right here? Alrighty, we move on. Okay, let us discuss. We've been talking about Taroves, about Ochel and Psoles. And what's considered to be a mitzvah of borer. What we do need to also discuss is what's considered to be the definition of a kli. We've been saying that the melacha has to, the action has to be done biyad, as opposed to with a kli. What does biyad mean? And what does a kli mean? So let's look here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Yud Tes, Se'if Yud Dalet. Sif Yud Dalet. Avi, read for us if you doubt.
Matra la rok and achar mi kli lechaveru ulevad shi yizaher she ki yisfok hakiluach umatchilim leored mitzotot ketanot hanishofot והקורנמי תוך הפסולת יפסי. ויניחם עם, עם השמרים שאם לא יעשה כן הנה ניצוצות מוכחי שדובר.
Okay, so says the Shulchan Aruch, we're discussing a case here again, let's say wine, which has a lot of sediment in it. And you want the wine without the sediment. So what are you going to do? I have my kli, it's in a pitcher. I'm going to pour it gently into a different pitcher. So what I'm going to try to do is stop pouring when the sediment comes out. The sediment's on the bottom. So when I get to the sediment, I'm going to try to stop pouring. I'm just going to get the liquid. Ice water.
You don't want the ice cubes to fall, just slowly pour and not have the ice cubes fall.
Okay. We'll see how that applies over here. So the Shulchan Aruch here says, no problem, you can do this, as long as you stop when you get to the last part of liquid that is mixed with the sediment. If you try to get out the liquid that's together with the sediment, then you're really separating the liquid from the sediment. Whereas, if you stop before you get to the... Right, really, the sediment is not mixed with all the wine. It's not really a tyrovis with all the wine. Because the sediment's only on the bottom. It's only mixed with the wine that's on the bottom. So, you can pour out all the top wine as long as you stop when you get to the last part of the liquid that's together with the sediment. Now, let's look in the Mishnah Brura. And the Mishnah Brura qualifies this Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Go ahead.
It's considered a kli that Mr. Bruce called it.
One second.
Because that's...
Don't jump that gun. Don't jump. Ochel mitoch psolos with a kli is still lost.
I'm saying that.
Hold on. You're jumping gun. Continue on. Avi.
He didn't jump.
Nunhei. Sivkata Nunhei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this whole psak is even if... Specifically, if you want to drink that wine lachar zman, that's why it's a problem. Because otherwise, if you don't want to drink a lachar zman, so he says this is not called with a kli, and you're separating the ochel from the psolos. You're doing it for immediate usage. You're good to go. That's no problem. Even if you would take out the last part of the liquid that's mixed with the sediment, must be the case here is that it'll be also because you're not going to drink it right now. You're doing it to drink much later in the day. Continue on. Right, if you had in mind to drink it right away. We hold halacha. Taking the ochel from the psolos for immediate usage without a kli is permitted. Now, you might ask, what do you mean without a kli? You are using a kli. Continue on. So he says, you're using a kli. No, but the pitcher is not what's separating the liquid from the sediment.
You're
the one who's doing it by pouring it in a very specific way. Okay, apparently it has to be, in order to count as a kli for Elul's Borer, it has to be a kli that accomplishes the separation. Continue on. Let's say you put something at the mouth of the pitcher in order to stop the sediment from going down. Then that would be considered to be a kli. You can still pour out the part of the wine that has no sediment in it, because you're not separating anything. But once you get to the part of the wine that has sediment in it, then you have a real problem, even if it's going to be for immediate usage, because that would be considered a kli. There, in that case, it's the kli that is effective in separating the ochel from the psolos. Okay, so we just opened up this discussion about the definition of a kli in Hilchos Borer. And we'll have to continue next time. B'ezras Hashem, we're out of time. But next time we'll have to continue. What is the definition of a kli? What about peeling with a peeler? And all kinds of other exciting topics.